With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Clark Fork River at Missoula now sits at just over 13 feet, and National Weather Service hydrologist Ray Nicholas says it's not going to sit still.
We haven't seen the Clark Fork River above the 13-foot level since 1981, so this is the highest flow in the last 40 years. We've already surpassed the 2011 flood here in Missoula.
Evacuation orders were issued for 60 homes earlier this week in Missoula's Orchard Homes neighborhood, but many residents opted to stay put. No additional orders have been issued, according to County Emergency Management Director Adrian Beck.
We're reacting to where the water goes, and decisions about whether to do a mandatory evacuation or not will be based solely on the public safety aspect of that. And so it's a situation that we're continually monitoring and will react to as necessary.
The National Weather Service predicts the Clark Fork will reach the 13.5 feet mark by Saturday, then crest with anticipated cooler temperatures. Nicholas says that will temporarily slow the melt of the record snowpack that's still in the mountains.
We had the big flood in 97. We had the big flood in 2011, and this is surpassing that. So yeah, this is as extreme as I've seen it. And like I said, this is going to be one of the top floods in the last 100 years.
Nicholas says temperatures will cool into the 50s this weekend, but bounce back into the 70s by the start of the new work week. Forecasters are also calling for widespread rain next week. Measurements suggest there is still 50 to 60 inches of water content in the mountain snowpack. The Idaho Fish and Game Commission approved today a limited hunting season for grizzly bears in eastern Idaho, just a year after the animals were removed from the endangered species list. Under the plan, the Department of Fish and Game will hold a random drawing to award one Idaho hunter a grizzly tag for a hunting season running from September 1st to November 15th. Neither baiting nor hound hunting are allowed. Any successful hunters won't be allowed to reapply for future tags. In 2017, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed federal protections for grizzlies in the Yellowstone National Park region. That cleared the way for Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming to allow limited hunting when the population has more than 600 bears. Last year's population estimate for the region was 718 bears. Wyoming is also planning a limited trophy hunt this fall. Idaho officials are warning would-be hunters that the grizzly hunt could still be canceled because of a pending federal lawsuit. The U.S. Department of the Interior is locked in a court battle with conservationists and American Indian tribes over the lifting of protections for a group of grizzlies in and around Yellowstone National Park. A Yellowstone National Park official says the number of wild bison in the park this year will likely be manageable after years of overpopulation. Bison Program Coordinator Tim Reed tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle there will be about 4,200 bison in the park when calving is finished. The official goal for the park's bison population is 3,000, set by the Interagency Bison Management Plan. The bison population topped 5,500 2 years ago, and more than 2,300 have since been killed by hunters or were shipped to slaughter after leaving the park. An official with the Montana Public Defender's Office says a new state law has helped reduce his agency's total caseload by 5%. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Office of the State Public Defender has seen a 10% decrease in municipal and justice court cases and a 1% increase in district court cases. Lawmakers passed a package of bills last year that reorganized the agency, eliminated jail time for numerous misdemeanors, and aimed to cut recidivism rates. Flood warnings are in effect across western Montana as waters continue to rise. A river flood warning means flooding is expected to impact people and property in the warned area, according to the National Weather Service. The flood warnings for the Clark Fork River include areas near Missoula, St. Regis, and Plains, where water is expected to continue rising through Saturday. On the Bitterroot River, a flood warning is in place near Missoula and at Bell Crossing near Victor. The river has already surpassed the 11-foot flood stage and is expected to reach 12 feet by Saturday. In Lincoln County, minor flooding is occurring on the Yak River near Troy, where a flood warning is in effect. The river is expected to recede below minor flood stage by Friday. In north central Montana, there's flooding along Deep Creek from the Missouri River upstream along U.S. Highway 12 to at least Ross Gulch Road. Other area creeks may also run high. Minor flooding is also forecast for the Shields River near Livingston. The river is expected to crest above flood stage by Friday. Wyoming has cut back slightly on its proposal for hunting grizzly bears in the state, reducing the number of female grizzly bears that can be hunted from 2 to 1, but still allowing for 10 male bears to be taken. Chief Game Warden Brian Nesvik says the decision to cut back on the number of female bears that can be hunted is to ensure that the first grizzly hunt in the state in over 40 years is a conservative one. However, a representative of a conservation group that opposes grizzly bear hunting says Wyoming's proposed hunt is still aggressive and threatens continued recovery of the bears. The State Game and Fish Commission will consider the grizzly bear hunting regulations when it meets May 23rd in Lander. I'm Bo Baker.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. The Clark Fork River in Missoula has, at 13 feet, reached major flood stage. This is causing new problems and exacerbating long-standing concerns. Edward O'Brien reports.
The National Weather Service says the Clark Fork's expected to crest at 13.4 feet by Saturday, putting it at its highest flow in almost 40 years. That's caught the attention of Missoula County Environmental Health Specialist Travis Ross.
One aspect of this flooding that we're paying particular attention to right now is the threat of berm failure at the former Smurfit Stone Mill site in Frenchtown.
That mill closed in 2010. A 2-mile-long, unmaintained earthen berm is all that sits between the Clark Fork River and the contaminated industrial site that contains toxic gunk such as metals and dioxins.
There are two main threats of failure. It can happen as water overtopping the berms, which right now there's 7 to 8 feet of freeboard.
Freeboard, that's the amount of space the river has before getting over the berms.
The other thought is what's considered hydraulic failure from the current of the river hitting the upstream end of that berm.
The Army Corps of Engineers was scheduled to inspect the berm's integrity Thursday afternoon. Meanwhile, Missoula Search and Rescue was called to assist several men in a transient camp under the southwest corner of the Reserve Street Bridge Thursday. Their campsite was rapidly transforming into an island. Jeff Brandt is a member of the county's incident management team.
So it wasn't a full-on, like, rescue boat, but we did send folks out in dry suits. We were able to escort some of those folks up and out of there. One male needed to be rescued. We do have one person there that said he was staying no matter what.
87-year-old Melvin Brecht was one of the men who voluntarily left the camp. Brecht says he
went down to the store last night and bought a bunch of groceries, planning to stay there that we wouldn't be able to move back and forth for a week or so. But thank God for the fire department.
Authorities were searching for places to house the other men who decided to leave their riverside camp. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.